Meseches Kelim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav. 8. It's a piece of wood, Hamishamesh es Hamateches, that serves the piece of metal of a keli, tame is going to be tame, the hamateches, and the metal, hamashamesh es ha'etz, that serves the wood of the keli, tahira, is going to be tahar. Ketzad, how? For example, pesachas. Most translate this as a gate key, a specific kind of key, shel etz, that was made of wood, the hapin shela, but its pin, that's the part that actually operated the lock, shel mateches, was of metal. So then, afilu achas, even one pin was made of metal and all the other pins are made of wood, tamei it is going to be tamei. Pesachas shel mateches, if the key, the gate key was made of metal, so the shaft is made of metal, the pin shela and the pins that operated the lock, shel etz, were of wood, tahira it is going to be tahar. Tabas shel mateches, if you have a ring made of metal, the chaysim shela and its signet shel almeg was made of almeg, which was a kind of wood, tamei, that's going to be tamei because the ring itself is the ikar, is the main part of this keli. Tabas shel almeg, if you had a ring made of this almeg wood, the chaysim shela shel mateches and the signet that was embedded in the ring is of metal, tahira, it's going to be tahar. Hashen Shebatas. Very difficult to understand what this is referring to. It literally means the tooth of a plate. Most Mefarshim say this is sort of a key-like device. A little tooth. The tooth is some sort of projecting piece of metal that came out of a metal plate of some sort. And it could be used as a key even if it was detached from the rest of the key mechanism. The wood that might have been attached to, or the shein, this tooth, Shebapaychasachas, that's in this gate key. So again, it's different than the pin. It's a different kind of part that can actually serve as the bit of the key used for locking and unlocking. And it's, again, doesn't need the wooden shaft. The Shebamafteach, and of a standard size key, which was, I guess, a little bit smaller, Tmeya Bifnei Atzma, it's going to be Tame on its own, because again, all of these can work on their own. Mishnah Zayin. Hakadumim ha'ashkelonin. Ashkelonian grapnels. These, according to most Mefarshim, consisted of a long pole that went into the middle of a metal hoop. And at the end of the, and on around the hoop were arranged these hooks. And you would use it, some would say, if you drop something into a well, you can use it to sort of drag it out of the well or some other body of water. You drop something into the water. You can use it to hook it out and pull it up. Others say it was used for hanging things from it, like water to cool off, like flasks of water. But in any event, you have this metal pole, you have a metal hoop at the end, and then these hooks hanging from that, shenishbru, and it broke into multiple pieces. V'ha'unkli shalahen kayemes, and all these pieces that it broke into, they each one has remaining in it a hook. Harei elu tmeim, they are tamim because the hooks still have some utility, they can still be used to hook things. Hamaber, a pitchfork, the hamizra, a winnowing fork, which has a couple more tines than a pitchfork, apparently, the hamagav, a rake, even more tines, the chen masrik shel roish, and similarly a comb of a head, that is a hair comb, even more tines, shenitla achas mishinehem, with one of their tines, one of their teeth was removed, and these were made of wood, the asan shel mateches, and you make a replacement out of metal, harei elu tmeim, these are tamei, even the one tooth of metal is enough to render these kelim tamei, v'akulan am Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua said on all these, Dvar Chiddush Chidshu Seifrim, the Rabbanim, the sages have introduced a new novelty, the Enli Ma'ashiv, and I do not have what to answer on them. So essentially, he disagreed with this din, and he disagreed both with the Reish of the Mishnah, where we said that the broken grapnel, if it still had, if the piece still had a hook on it, even though it couldn't be used for its original purpose or in its original way, it's still tame. And also, if you replace a single tooth, a single tine from all those other implements, it's still going to be tame. He did not agree with that din of the Chachamim.